in the studio for the first time, Hearts Like Lions. Don't screw it up, because this will be...
This is another test.
I was mentioning earlier how you guys had such a long drive here, so you guys do deserve a round of applause for making it in. Good job.
Thank you.
Steven, you said another test. What was the first one?
I remember the first time you told me to behave.
That's a previous interview. We had a little miscommunication. I was telling Obi to behave. Not you.
It was not miscommunication. Guys, she's way meaner than she seems.
No, I'm not. Whatever.
I'm scared right now.
I know.
Hey, you're welcome. This is a safe zone. You guys have fun. This is fine.
You guys know what it's like to live in fear. I do. So it's fine. Wait, so Steven, are you married now?
Yes.
Okay, because we've talked twice, and I couldn't remember if the second time you had been married or not.
I can't remember. I think I was.
Okay, so
I can't remember. Time's just gone by so fast.
But you are now, yes.
Yeah, I am now.
Aww. So how did it go?
It went awesome. Yeah. Went well, yeah.
And you're still married?
Yeah, and I'm still behaving too.
Then it's, I mean, honestly.
Bonus, he's still being good.
Things are great. Things are great. So you guys drove in last
night. Would
you
want to introduce everybody first?
No, I don't.
Yes, come on.
Okay, let's start with Nick.
I'm Nick.
He stole your thunder.
You set me up for failure.
Yeah, that's all right.
Another thing we do here.
That's just what life does to me.
I know, right?
Aww.
I know. It's not just you. Wait, so Nick, what do you do in the band?
I play drums.
I knew you were the drummer.
Professional setter-upper.
I could tell. All right, so how's drums treating you? Okay?
Good, yeah. My hands hurt now, but I mean, that takes like usually like a couple weeks for me to start getting really tired.
But, why do your hands hurt from tour? Like,
I think just every night, like just constantly just doing all it. I have a lot of calluses on my hands, but like now they're starting to just get rubbed raw.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Guys, let me ask you the rest of your question. Does he always whine about his hands hurting, or is that just something he's doing? No, never.
That's actually the first time
you've ever heard about it.
So
it's probably legit.
Oh, man.
It's legit.
You know what? Here's what I like about this. This whole time, Nick's in the back like, these guys don't even know what I go through. They don't even know. And he just, right here in this safe place that Nicky set up for him.
I mean, he unveiled it. We didn't know this was a problem.
It finally came out. No, dude, that's interesting. I never even thought about that being a thing. So, Steven, what about you? Does your mouth hurt from the singing? No, okay.
Not that bad, actually. No, it's good.
Okay.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, okay. So I'm sorry, we're introducing ourselves. So Steven,
yeah.
And you
do vocals and guitar.
Okay, sweet. And
I'm Michael, and I do backup vocals and guitar.
Okay, right on.
My finger hurts.
Okay, aww.
I actually cut this finger really bad, like right before tour, and it's like still healing.
It's still healing. Okay.
Does it get hurt just a little bit every night?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's gonna last forever.
And I'm Luke. I play bass and dance.
Nice.
And nothing hurts.
Okay. Nothing hurts.
He's fine. He's good.
My neck from whiplash, maybe.
I
was gonna say we can bring a doctor in if you guys need
chiropractor.
Yeah. Something.
Do you really dance?
I do. It's more like
really,
I just,
really.
I flail my body around to the beat of music.
Okay.
So
I mean, that's dancing, right?
It does not count.
Well, the guys from Family Force 5 were in a couple of weeks ago. And one of them told me that they're currently dealing with dancer's knee. So
I don't have any. Well, I have knee problems. I tore my meniscus in high school, and it comes back every now and then. But it doesn't hurt when I move.
Like it left, and it comes back.
Sometimes it can reoccur, especially if you're on tour and you're dancing each night.
Yeah. I haven't experienced any of that though.
Do you guys have anything you want to say to each other right now?
No.
I love you guys.
What's for breakfast?
Oh, you know what?
I feel like we've really met Hearts Like Lions now. We've all really had a glimpse into them.
We've at least been mean to them. So, I mean, that's a thing. So we've gotten that under
You're just warming them up and getting them ready. It's
totally
fine.
Ready for you. So, you know what? We'll make it better. Like, we'll see if we can find some breakfast. There are totally Pop-Tarts in the break room and some Hershey Kiss peppermint.
Candy cane ones. Yeah, those are in there. We got the toaster, the pastries that have like the egg and bacon stuff in it. So,
I like
or we can bring something in. Did you eat them all?
Those are Eric's.
Oh, okay. Well, we can share.
I like the thing that says those who toast clean the most.
Yes.
Eric
we've,
made that.
We've had to put that up because of other people who maybe have not cleaned up after their mess. So.
Which is everybody.
That's everybody else.
Well, Hearts Like Lions is in the studio until they get so angry they leave.
Well, Hearts Like Lions is in. They're part of the tour with Emery and also Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. You guys have a show for Radio U Ohio in Columbus tonight and then tomorrow night. And then that's it for the tour.
So yes. What do you, like, when this tour wraps up, what are you going to do? Like, when does it wrap up?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yes, and then tomorrow we're going to
tour. Right. Then we're going to tour again.
Yeah.
We'll tour back home, and we end the day before Thanksgiving.
So you're actually, like, you're going to do shows on your way home.
Yeah, yeah.
With Forevermore.
Okay. And then you think you'll be home in time for Thanksgiving?
We play in Tucson on the 25th, and then we're just going to drive right after the show. It's about
back to Long Beach,
6-7 hours, and then get on Thanksgiving morning.
Okay. And then
sleep, and then wake up and eat, and then sleep.
I'm not excited for turkey.
Why not?
I don't care about it.
Nick,
I don't
like really. There's a lot of problems with
some
you,
of these
right?
things.
Like,
you're a downer.
I'd much rather
dragging this thing down. I mean,
I just go crawl in the hole.
Like Steven, does this happen a lot?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. It doesn't.
Do you feel like you have to reach higher in order to even things out? Because Nick is just like down here
all the time.
doesn't matter anyway.
I hate turkey.
All right, so you hate turkey. So what are you going to eat instead? What do? You just fake your way through it? Like, yeah, mom, the turkey's good.
I'd rather eat a sandwich and top ramen.
Than that? What about a turkey sandwich? You can just have that.
Okay.
Now you're just being insulting.
He'll be the one, when you guys are done with your last show, he's in no hurry to get back home because there's no
thing. That's actually true, probably.
Yeah, doesn't want to go back to Thanksgiving.
Nick, you're not married, are you?
I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to change your turkey tune, buddy.
Down the road?
She's gonna set you straight.
I hope she makes me tamales.
Oh, that sounds good.
Actually, I would totally do a tamale Thanksgiving. Why not? So, all right. So, let's see. Tour. Like, how has tour been for you guys? I feel the relationships are strained.
But, with each other?
Yeah. Did you feel it?
No, I mean, we're curious between like Emery and Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Things are good.
How's that been? Yeah.
No, it's been really, really good, actually. It's been, well, obviously, this is the biggest tour we've done this year, and we've been very well accepted by everybody.
Good.
And it's been really good, like every night, everyone hanging out and almost like a little family.
Yeah, right on. So what's been, like, of all the guys, you guys pull any tour pranks, or is that, like, tonight or tomorrow night? Because it is the end of the tour.
We haven't even thought about that until right now.
Well, now you know you need to think about that.
If so, we couldn't even say it on here because they might find out.
Right. So we'll have, maybe off air, we could discuss some ideas.
Yeah, that's very true.
By the way, I don't have any.
We can't get into the prank mentality here at Radio U because I think people would hold grudges. So we're always around here.
Our thing is, and I don't know how you guys work it, but like here we hurt with our words. And
we don't need pranks.
Like if we all of a sudden move from word hurting to like physical stuff, I don't think we can handle it.
But for you guys, I mean, since you know, with Emery and Red Jumpsuit, you got to do something on tour since this is the time you're together. So you got to do something tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, the only one we prank is Luke whenever he's sleeping.
Luke, what have they done to you, man? Like, let's hear
let's,
it from
let's hear
you.
Some of the stories.
Steven's going to tell us the story, and he's going to give us the nice version. I want to hear from the victim.
Well, when we're driving, I sleep a lot.
Okay. And thanks for chipping in.
Nick and I drive the most, and Michael helps in. I don't remember any of
I drive a lot, but I also sleep a lot.
Well, that's great. That's exciting
at the
to
same
hear.
Time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I fall asleep, and my mouth falls open when I
okay.
Aww.
And so I'm like leaning back with my mouth open. And they all have Snapchat and take Snapchat photos of me and insert like emojis with like an ocean and like the fishing pole.
Oh,
it's
in your
like,
mouth?
I'm trying to like bite the fish.
Aww. And they will also like throw pennies.
Yeah, they'll throw like pennies at me or like the auxiliary cord. They'll like stick it up my nose and wake me up.
So have you gotten to the point now you just sleep through it? Like, yeah, hey, there's an aux cord in my nose. No,
I came to the point where like I thought about not sleeping, but I was like, I'm too tired. I'm just going to sleep anyways, and I'll just deal with it when whatever they happen, and It's funny.
Okay.
Now is this like every night or just
no,
more?
Just, it's whenever they feel like
whenever
it.
Whenever they feel like
at
it.
At least
okay.
like once a day.
Once a day.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. So just
I feel like it's starting to hurt him. Okay. Just as someone on the outside looking in, maybe it's starting
hurt
to bother.
At first, but I'm over it now. I
that's what people say.
Things slide off
not.
My back.
We'll start giving him vegetables.
Yeah, so just throw something
that's
nice.
Healthy for you while you're asleep. Because it changes. We put pennies. We put food in his mouth. Sometimes we put hot sauce. And so we'll make
hot sauce is great. I mean, you wake up like, first off, there's something in your mouth you didn't put there. That's bad. And you can't get it out.
So we can make it worth it for Luke, and we can give him like broccoli and carrots, and he'll wake up and be like, oh, this is actually good for me, mm-hmm, so I'll eat mm-hmm. it.
Wake up and be like, you know what? It's a lot of love in this room.
Yeah. They'd be thanking you yeah. for doing that.
Man, a lot of vitamins right now.
Or you can throw
strong.
In a vitamin. Yeah, okay, every once in a while, would it kill you? Just throw a vitamin in there.
Feeling strong.
Aww.
Feeling strong. So, well, you know what? It's been awesome hanging out with you guys. What? Anything we should know about? You guys
any other
wanna...
Hearts Like Lions news?
Oh. Recording a new record in January.
Oh, nice.
That's Ooh. Awesome. Where are you guys going to record?
Same guy. His name's Drew Owens.
Uh-huh.
He's in Sacramento, California.
Sweet.
And we're pretty stoked about that.
How long do you get to record?
A month, a full month, January like 5th through.
I think it's February. January, yeah, January 4th through February 4th.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so you guys have like a whole month. Do you guys, I know you're in California, but like, are you near Sacramento or are you going to go up there and stay?
We have to, yeah, we're going to have to find lodging. We're about 6 hours.
Yeah, 6 hours.
Okay,
right on. No, it's a quick drive. Yeah. It's fine.
Just let Luke drive.
That's probably what will happen.
No big deal. So, well, you know what? We'll get you guys a couple of bags of veggies on your way out, and we'll just consider that to be part of our
thank you gift or welcoming
package. Album fund.
Yeah,
you know, yes. For Nick.
Radio brain used. Food.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, you guys are recording. Anything else coming up you want to get out? What do you? I'll tell you what. While we're at here, let's just. What do you guys want for Christmas?
Oh, good call.
You're money.
You obviously money? Okay. You don't want any turkey to eat. Some money. Anything else?
You can still stick
Haven't
with money.
Haven't even thought about it. I'm like, while you guys are recording your album next year, I'll be compiling my Christmas list
for the following Christmas.
Yeah. I feel like we've been so busy like touring a lot this year, and then now that we're on this tour, I haven't thought about like, oh, Christmas is coming up really soon. It's just all been just a blur. I haven't thought about the end of the year even happening.
Okay.
We got a long drive home, so you should start thinking about it.
Yeah, this is your chance. You start compiling that list.
Yeah, we got a few days. I'll probably sit on my phone and think about something.
Okay, right on. Steven, you have no answer.
Oh, like, I wish you guys could see Luke's face right now.
No, you're better off not seeing it.
I'm just trying to think. I don't even know what I want for Christmas. I guess I have to think for it.
Okay, right on.
I know you want.
You're disappointed, right?
I'm not disappointed.
You
want
more
just,
answers?
I think Steven wants like the thinking capability for Christmas.
Hurting with our words again.
Yeah, see what happens? Now, Steven's going to act like it's okay, but later tonight he'll be like...
There's going to be a band meeting somewhere.
He's going to be like, you know what? I'm not stupid. I'm smart.
Oh, man.
I feel like we've helped improve things today,
I feel great.
The band is
like,
better for it.
I feel like we
it.
Came in like expecting something, but we ended up getting counseling.
You're right. You're right. We're here for you. Anytime you guys need help, just, you know, we're a phone call away.
Be careful with you language, okay? You need to use I words and take responsibility
for
your
it.
Feelings.
Good call on that one.
Right? It's not what they do. It's, you know, you got to own that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right.
Well, stay up to date with Hearts Like Lions through their Facebook page.